It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are absolutely amazing. This is where I'm going to be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. Whether you happen to be in New York, Atlanta, Georgia, Cincinnati, Vancouver, San Diego, Montana, Florida, Toronto, Maine, Hawaii, Alaska, Europe, using a VPN, however you're listening. Thank you for being here. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to do. Oh, yeah, and by the way, now you can watch on the YouTube stream. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel and boom, live stream pops right on up. Yeah, Antonio Pierce, he got fired today. What a shock. Antonio Pierce told everybody yesterday, he's like, well, I'm the coach for now. After a 4-13 season as the full-time head coach, he gets the boot. We'll talk about that. Mike Vrabel is a hot topic of conversation all over the country in coaching circles. Does he go to the Bears where he interviewed today? Does Mike Vrabel end up back in New England where he operated as a player? Is he now going to be a member of the Raiders? I mean, there is so much to discuss. How about this? Scott Gulbranson of Silver and Black Today is going to join us next hour to talk about these Las Vegas Raiders and the disaster that pretty much is the Mark Davis era. Yes, yeah, since Al Davis has passed away, these Las Vegas Raiders are now pretty much looking at a situation right now where they're looking to bring in, what is it, like their ninth head coach? This makes absolutely no damn sense. Maybe having Tom Brady in the loop will help things out. So we'll have that chat in a few minutes, but we'll have a guest. Scott Gulbranson is going to join us next hour. In a few hours from now, we're going to talk about some college football. I don't want to just get the opinion of our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, when it comes down to the Penn State University. Jason Kabinda is going to join us, former linebacker for Penn State. I want to get his thoughts and his opinions on whether or not Penn State could realistically become national champs. I'd be shocked. I mean, are they even going to advance to the next level? We'll have that conversation in a few hours from now. Looks like we got a little bit of an update when it comes down to Tyreek Hill and whether or not he really wants to be in Miami, or whether or not he really wants to leave. Jimmy Butler, speaking of leaving Miami, Jimmy Butler now has a list of teams that he doesn't want to go to. I mean, please tell me how you really feel, Jimmy Butler. So we got a lot to get into. The Tennessee Titans, a disaster of a franchise. They decided to fire their general manager. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They fired their GM today. It was almost a year ago that they fired Mike Vrabel. And so you tell me who needs to get fired from the Tennessee Titans next. It's their owner, but you can't fire her. Yeah, you can't give her the boot. We'll talk about Ryan Day, speaking of getting the boot. If he doesn't get the job done with The Ohio State University, is he going to be sticking around? We'll have that conversation. And I can't believe this. This really made me think about how literate I am. I think I'm literate a little bit. Hickey, is there such a thing as... are there literacy levels, right? Does that even exist?
Of course, yeah. There's definitely levels to that.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, I have to check my eyeballs and my brain. Zion Williamson is going to play basketball today?
Allegedly.
Oh, my. Can you sprain? Well, I guess Zion, you could do anything. I was going to say, can you sprain a hamstring? I know you can strain it. Is he going to make it through warm-ups?
I hope. Hopeful. And I'm sure the Pelicans are as well, but I don't think it's a guarantee.
Okay. All right. Good luck to Zion looking to play his one game of the season, dare I say. I have no idea. So we got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me everywhere. I am on the internet. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief, and also now again streaming on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. Shout outs to everybody watching on YouTube. Hello, Luke. What a name. Lukewarm. Okay. And someone named Pamela Delta. Okay. Yeah. Shout outs to all the people tuning in there. Maybe Antonio Pierce is tuning in right now because he has a lot of time on his damn hands. I told you, Antonio Pierce, after one season, just like Gerard Mayo, Antonio Pierce has been told, we don't want you anymore. You can pack your bags and leave. One season as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce, who about a year ago told everybody how much he grew up a Raider, how much he remembers them out in California, and this is the Raider way and all of this. One year later, he's not even a part of the organization. They don't even want the guy anymore. A 4-13 record this season. The man had to deal with a quarterback situation that involved Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. This is like choosing, I don't know, do you want sardines or do you want moldy bread for dinner? Like, that's the decision that this man basically had to make when it came down to selecting a quarterback for the Raiders. And in no uncertain way, I don't know anybody who wants no raw ass sardines. I don't know anybody who wants no moldy bread. Antonio Pierce didn't have nothing to work with. The Raiders were going to go nowhere. When you couple that up with Antonio Pierce firing members of his own offensive staff, when you boil that down to players questioning the practice habits and how they actually utilize their time, when you think about some of these tense press conferences with Antonio Pierce, you would think you're sitting there with Bill Belichick. It's not a surprise that he got fired. This is a what have you done for me lately world, period, especially in the NFL, but especially for the Raiders. Let me say this again. Antonio Pierce was their eighth head coach since Mark Davis took over. Let me remind you again. Their current general manager is a guy by the name of Tom Telesco, who ran the Chargers. Please do me a favor. Just think about the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. What the hell have the Chargers done besides draft talent and be a disaster? But Tom Telesco is the GM. I mean, I can go back in time and just tell. What about Mike Mayock? He was the GM for the Raiders before this guy, and they just plucked him off of TV. Hey, let's just hire a guy who's been, and then the head coach, don't even get me started on Gruden. The Raiders have been a disaster. And just yesterday, as Antonio Pierce met with the media, and he was still the head coach of the Raiders, Antonio Pierce basically said, the blame, I get it. It starts with me.
I appreciate the support, win, lose, or draw. You know, when you take this job and when you're in front of this room, in front of the building, in front of the organization, the face of the organization, you take the good with the bad, right? And when we win, everybody's APAP. When you lose, get rid of his ass. I get it. That's the nature of the beast. It was no different when I played, right? When you play well, they keep you and they give you more money. And you don't, you go to another team.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to go to another team and not as a head coach. He might have to be another assistant coach. I don't know if somebody's going to hire him to be a defensive coordinator. Let's keep in mind, he replaced Josh McDaniels because the team hated him. They loved Antonio Pearson. Who doesn't love the former player, right? The guy can come in. You can relate to the dude. Oh, it's all roses and daisies, and it's a walk through the park. Until it's not. Until you start losing. He finished last season with a record of 5-4 after they went 3-5 under Josh McDaniels. Well, now he got a full season. Now we saw crappy quarterback play. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had Max Crosby telling everybody, I really believe that Antonio Pierce can help turn things around here for us. But just yesterday, Max Crosby, one of the star defensive ends and quarterback seekers in an entire damn NFL, Max Crosby told everybody on the Let's Go podcast It's like, listen, it's not my job to pick the next coach. Leave me out of it.
Last year, I was very vocal about, you know, wanting AP here. That's very well known, you know what I mean? And I don't take that back. There's certain things I've done in my career that, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said this, or maybe I should have said more, you know what I mean, in certain times. But where I'm currently at, that's not my job. I'm going to be real. That's not my job. I know my influence. I know what winning looks like. But at the end of the day, I strictly am focused on what I do best. And what, and being at my best is going to help my teammates, my coaches, being a leader, taking care of the things I can control. So at the end of the day, I have a great relationship with Mark. Me and Mark have been close for years. I love the guy to death. And, you know, we have great conversation all the time. But at the end of the day, he's going to do what he thinks is best. And it's his team.
Uh-oh. Somebody told him to shut up and mind his business. And that's what it sounds like to me. Somebody spoke to that man. And they pretty much said, hey, do us a favor. Butt out of personnel decisions. Or at least don't impart your opinion on this. I don't know. Who could it be? Is it Mark Davis? We don't need you to do that publicly anymore. Is it Tom Brady, who now owns a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders? Somebody went to the Raiders' best player, yes, Max Crosby, and said, shut up. And he listened. Who would it be? I wonder. How about this? You think about Max Crosby and what the team needs. Antonio Pearson, one of his final statements here as head coach of the Raiders. Antonio Pierce basically was asked what the team needs to do to improve in this offseason that now we know he's not going to be a part of.
Got to get better players. Got to coach better. Got to do a lot of things better when you only win four games.
For yourself, you know, individually, I know obviously you focus on the entire team, but for yourself personally as a head coach, where do you think you need to improve moving forward?
Everything that a head coach needs improving.
Yeah, he got to do it somewhere else. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. And this is where things get real interesting. In the past few hours, there have been so many people who have come out and have openly wondered on television, on the radio. I've heard this on my way into the studio. People are just like, how much influence is Tom Brady going to have on the Raiders and their next coaching search or the coaching search? And I've got to go, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that the Raiders would bring on Tom Brady, the most accomplished quarterback in the Super Bowl era, the most accomplished quarterback ever, and you think this man would put more than $100 million into this team and have a partner and take a stake, and you think Tom Brady would have no say-so on who the next coach is going to be? It's pretty much been reported that Tom Brady is going to sit in on some of these coaching meetings. It's been reported that Tom Brady is going to have a say. What the hell, you think he's not? Mark Davis is nothing but a rich kid who ended up with a football team, okay? The Raiders, God bless and God rest his soul, they belong to Al Davis. Mark Davis inherited this team. He still walks around with a bowl haircut. And, I mean, what is he good for? Going on his ninth coach in 13 years? I mean, this is a disaster. I would move the hell up on out the way. I would let Tom Brady run the damn team. And Tom Brady will probably do a better job running the team than he does his broadcasting on Fox. I don't know because I turn him down, but I read things. The Raiders are a disaster. And, yeah, I don't know. Tom Brady, he's not just going to sit in on interviews. Tom Brady is going to have influence on who comes into the building to even be interviewed. See, here's the problem. Antonio Pierce was going to run this team into the toilet because he doesn't have a quarterback. If you ain't got a quarterback, you don't got nothing. And so maybe Tom Brady has already made that call of Vrabel, who sat down with the Bears today and said, hey, man, you need to come here and interview with us. I think Tom Brady, he has a good chance to get what he wants. Is it going to be Vrabel? Does he want a former teammate? I don't know. Does Tom Brady want someone that he can control and impart a little bit more of his influence over? Possibly. But Tom Brady is not going to be no stand in the corner guy smoking a cigarette. Tom Brady is not going to, you know, just say, yep, here's my money. I can't wait till the Raiders sell. I get a bigger piece. Tom Brady is going to have his fingerprints over what happens with the future of the Raiders. Tom Brady, he's already had his fingerprints on what we've seen over the past, let's just say, few months since he officially became a minority partner. Tom Brady is not going to be no passive owner. Antonio Pierce is not dumb. I'm not dumb. I don't think you're dumb. If Tom Brady thought that Antonio Pierce was the man to lead the franchise and organization, Antonio Pierce would still be there. I'm not telling you that Tom Brady fired the man, but I'm sure Tom Brady didn't have an issue with it. This was a foregone conclusion that the Raiders were going to go through an entire rebuild. The minute that Tom Brady's name was on the dotted line and that check cashed. 8 coaches, 13 years since the death of Al Davis. Maybe Tom Brady can actually help the Raiders get right. And Mark Davis, maybe he could just focus in on his haircut. Because God knows he needs a new one of those. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to get into. I told you Scott Gulbranson from the Silver and Black today is going to join us next hour. I'm going to get his thoughts on what the hell is going on in Las Vegas. Jason Kabenda, a former linebacker for Penn State, is going to join us in a couple of hours. We're going to get into the debut of Zion Williamson. Yeah, he lost weight. Hickey, did he lose weight?
I doubt it. Yeah, hamstring injury, he's been sitting for a while.
His fat ass is going to try to play basketball, okay? I'll talk about him. We got Jimmy Butler, doesn't know what he wants to do besides crack corn. We got Ryan Day. The last time I checked, he stopped crying. We're going to talk about the Ohio State University. And we got more football and Vrabel and coaches and hires and fires. The phone number, if you want to call up, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about somebody else who might end up in a different place, except for he didn't get the boot, but he wants to leave. Well, he doesn't want to leave. I'm going to tell you about Tyreek Hill on the other side of the break. Now the team is saying he don't want to go anywhere. What? We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And now streaming on YouTube on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. We open up the show by talking about the news that broke a few hours ago. Antonio Pierce, after one season, no longer leading the way for the Las Vegas Raiders. They told this man, you can pack your bags and leave. Not a shock. Really, not a shock at all. I felt that when Tom Brady joined the organization that it was going to be his team for him to make all of the decisions. I'm not surprised. Hickey, you surprised by this?
No, I think it's the right move. Antonio Pierce did not bring much outside of just energy and good vibes, right, which were needed last year after Josh McDaniels basically ruined everybody's mood. But then once you get past that, right, then say, what else you got? And you look at Antonio Pierce, is he a good game manager? Not really. Yeah. Does he have a specialty on one side of the ball or not? Doesn't seem like it. Like, he doesn't really bring much outside of juice, and it seems like that message got stale pretty quickly. I know it's quick, but I think it's the right move.
This is like having a sexy partner who's stupid, right?
Some could say, right. The sexiness wears off pretty fast when you hear them talk every day.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you look good and all of that stuff. But to actually talk and have a conversation is like, oh, man, well, put me out of my misery today. Okay. Antonio Pierce was he was a sexy hire. But when it came to substance, it wasn't there. Yeah, not a shock. I really am interested to see who they bring in as head coach. And despite that, how the hell are they going to get their hands on a quarterback? Let's also keep that in mind. The Raiders, as the NFL draft is currently set up right now, they don't pick sixth. They had all this talk about getting Shador and getting this guy and Cam this and Cam that. They ain't no guarantee of that. Maybe they have to trade up. You know, it doesn't matter who comes in as head coach if they're out there coaching me at quarterback. And I'm not saying I'm better than Aiden O'Connell. I'm not, but you get my drift. So good luck to the Raiders. We'll talk more about the Raiders and their future, what they need to do, how they can get better. It's just a disaster. I told you Scott Gulbranson will be here with us next hour. But let's talk about another disastrous situation in the NFL right now, and it happens to be Tyreek Hill. This man stood in front of his locker on Sunday and pretty much started to sow the seeds of leaving. He's like, I'm out. He's like, I need to do what's best for me and my family and not playing with quarterback one to a Tagovailoa and not winning and going to the playoffs. And that's like, man, just shut up. This guy's making $30 million a year. They guaranteed the money after, you know, all these other guys, Justin Jefferson making 35, and his quarterbacks, not quarterbacks, wide receivers are getting paid. And Tyreek Hill, well, he's on the other side of 30 right now. He's still ridiculously fast. He ain't on the Chiefs. I don't know how much more winning he thought he was going to do outside of there, and he got paid. And now he wants to complain about leaving. Well, the general manager, Chris Greer, and the head coach, Mike McDaniel, they spoke to the media today. And I don't want to say this is surprising, because it's not. Not at all. What Tyreek Hill said publicly to the media, what he did publicly on social media by changing his avatar, his profile photo on social media to Antonio Brown leaving, is different than what he said in private. Because people, it's easier to just be on social media and act in a clown and just act like an adult. I mean, why the hell not? And so here we have Tyreek Hill speaking to the powers that be today. And he said something very different. Listen to GM. This is Chris Greer from today. He says, yeah, we spoke to Tyreek Hill and he ain't asked me for a trade. It's going well. Okay.
I will say Mike and I both had conversations with Tyreek here yesterday, productive conversations. I will keep those between us. The one thing I would say is in a frustrating season, he was very emotional. And I think all of that with him playing through his injury just kind of bubbled to a point. And from our conversations, again, we'll keep that private, but we had productive conversations.
Did you backtrack?
No. I would say, but he never asked for a trade with me.
Oh, come on now, guys. The writing is on the wall. The man wants out, and he'll be out. Is he going to be out today, tomorrow, April, the draft, August? Is he going to go through one more year of being a disaster that he quits? The writing is on the wall. Hickey, you want to know one thing I was shocked about during this whole, I don't know what the hell to call it, vacation, the holiday time. As I was actually inside my house, I had the TV on at like 1 o'clock. Not typically the case, but the television was on. I didn't have no football on. Hickey, you know what was on my TV?
What's that?
General Hospital.
You know what's funny? That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
It's like it's on everyone's TV at 1 o'clock in the afternoon if it's on.
I had no idea that General Hospital was still on TV. I thought they canceled the General Hospital. What's another one? All My Children. I thought that stuff was canceled.
No, there's still a huge audience that watches that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess, right? It's still on, right?
It's on here sometimes when I walk in the break room. If I come in early, like 2 o'clock, there it is. And I said, wow, okay, we're still going. The acting's not gotten much better. But
somebody is at Odyssey, New York, watching All My Children?
That is correct.
General Hospital?
Okay. Volume up, too, so they're like into it, not just like background noise. This is the real thing.
Well, this is exactly what we're getting with the Miami Dolphins right now. It's a soap opera. Like, Hickey, this is all getting started right now with Tyreek Hill. Like, he may not have asked for a trade, but he might as well. He spoke to the public and said he was open to it. And so now he holds all of the cards as to what they do. This does not end. There's no happy ending here, okay? Tyreek Hill is not going to be bathing in confetti. He's not going to Disney World or Disneyland. He's not meeting Mickey. He's going to drive the Dolphins nuts. and they're going to have to move on from him. That's just what it is. So the Miami Dolphins can shovel you-know-what as much as they want. They ain't no happy ending here. What do you think about this crap?
I think it's in the best interest at this point if you're the Dolphins to try to keep him. I mean, I'm with, like, he said it, you know, in a heat-of-the-moment thing, but what is it? Like, it's obviously he was sober, but it's like when people say things drunk, right? It's like drunk words but sober thoughts. I think kind of the same thing here, where he may have been more open than normal in a heated frustration moment when the season finally ends and you don't make the playoffs for the first time in your career. But kind of be one of those, okay, yeah, he said in the moment, but while maybe he doesn't mean all of it, I think he's been thinking about it for a while. It would not be surprising whatsoever. He wants out and kind of wants his cake and eats it too. Gets paid and also is on a contender.
He's a walking moment. Every day is a moment, Hickey. This guy, he is an interesting fellow. Let's recall, and it doesn't matter what happened or how it happened. The man was speeding on the way to work and was pulled over. Unfortunately, the police were rough with him. Why are you speeding on the way to work? I mean, back when the guy was in college and transitioning over into the NFL, he had to plead guilty to domestic assault. The guy just got married. God bless him. I think he got like 9 kids. Okay, I mean, that's, you got the money to pay for it, I guess. 9 kids is, Hickey, he's 2 away from having his own offense. Okay, let's put it that way. Like, he has had his share of wild instances. Not surprised here. I think the Dolphins at this point don't have a choice but to keep him until you can offload him. Because all he's going to be is a distraction. More and more and more. Now, I want you to listen to Mike McDaniel. Because Mike McDaniel, he is never one to, let's just say, blurt things out. He's not short on words, but he can be pretty slow in delivering them, at least to the media. I want you to listen to him. He spoke today as well about this situation with Tyreek Hill. And Mike McDaniel pretty much said this situation, we can fix it. I don't know. Listen to him.
The relationship, you know, we met for, I want to say, an hour yesterday. You know, I think there's the competitive spirit of his, you know, can represent, you know, post-game, especially in a season or a game that nobody likes. It could allude to a relationship being one way. I think I was very direct with him. He was very honest, and it was great terms that we were discussing, you know, discussed multiple things, including, you know, without wavering that it's not acceptable to leave a game and won't be tolerated in the future. And he embraced accountability, and I wouldn't say there's anything necessarily to fix, as much as we had to clear the air in a rough and tumultuous situation.
Hickey, did you get it? Did you get it?
I heard a whole lot of nothing there. It was 1 minute of running around the question, that's for sure.
Is he a genius in doing that? Like, when he talks to his players, he's much more pointed and direct. He has to be.
Yeah, Hard Knocks last year did a good job, like, kind of showing that he's definitely more fiery and to the point, let's say, than his press conferences.
I guess if you talk for a minute and you just pause every few seconds and you say a few things, the people in the room will get tired of you, and then they'll just quit. That sounds like a kid in the teacher's office or the principal's office, right, Hickey? This sounds like a kid trying to explain BS.
Why did you get into that fight? And just hope that someone else comes in and just they get tired of waiting around.
Yeah, and they just I got better things to do than listen to this kid. Good on Mike McDaniel. What the hell else is he going to say? They can't stand in front of the media and the public and tell the truth because they look like idiots. And I'm not going to say they already look like idiots, but this is all a game. The game and the behind the scenes is all about business. It's about money. Tyreek Hill wants out. The Dolphins can't sit there and say, yes, he's expressed that he wants out. We have to explore it. Man, they're thinking about it. They're not dumb. They're like, can we keep the guy or can we move him? they're going to do what's in their best interest. And when I say their best interest, they're going to do what's in their best interest to keep their jobs. I guess if you're Stephen Ross, who happens to be the owner of the Miami Dolphins, maybe he's too busy buying up more real estate in New York to not pay attention. But at the end of the day, all these guys want to do is make sure that their checks keep on cashing. And if it means keeping Tyreek Hill in the building, great. If it means moving him, great. But then it starts looking real funky when a team stinks and Tua Tagovailoa is getting sacked and can only throw the ball to Waddle. A lot to figure out in Miami, but I think we're looking at the beginning of the end of Tyreek Hill in the building. I'd be shocked if he's there in a calendar year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Tyreek Hill isn't the only face in a new place. We have a former Dallas Cowboy who's on a new team. And then we got that other guy in Miami who wants out. His name is Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's trying to tell people where he wants to go? Wow, okay, all right. We'll talk about it all. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And good luck to our future. Good luck to him. I'm joking. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about Tyreek Hill. We heard from him on Sunday. He's just like, yeah, maybe it's time for me to leave. I'm out, bro. Like, I don't know. We're not winning. I'm not used to this. And then that was the end of it, right? Well, we heard from the head coach today. He said that the situation is fixable. The general manager, Chris Greer, of the Miami Dolphins today, he let everybody know while sitting next to the head coach, Mike McDaniel. He's like, he didn't ask me for a trade. And so we're to leave all of this up to an interpretation. But I think if we have all paid attention to Tyreek Hill over the past, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, the guy's a little bit of a wild card. And so I think it's the beginning of the end for Tyreek Hill in Miami. It's just a matter of when. And not a good look for a team. You already got to think about where Tua Tagovailoa is going to be. Is he going to be healthy? What's the situation? Already a lot of questions on that end. And one thing that we can put to the side, forget about one star player, Tyreek Hill. Let's think about another former star player. This man was a former Pro Bowler, multiple time Pro Bowler. This guy played for a team with a star on the side of his helmet. You could still say, well, he's not a star anymore, not a star player. He's kind of washed up at this point. Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott was pretty much released from the Dallas Cowboys, who obviously are no longer playing. And he signed to the Chargers and their practice squad because Ezekiel Elliott still wants a chance to compete for a championship. Let's remember this. The Chargers, their running backs, whether it's Dobbins or Edwards, these guys are dealing with ankle issues. Somebody got to carry the rock, right? It's just what it just is. I mean, Justin Herbert just can't throw the ball down the field to McConkey for, like, I don't know, target him 15 times a game. You got to have some type of diversity when it comes down to the offense. And so as these Chargers get ready to take on the Houston Texans, there's a hope, maybe, and just in case, that we see Ezekiel Elliott. And what did he do this year? I got to tell you, prepare yourselves. Get ready. A whopping 226 yards on the ground on 74 carries. The man carried the ball 74 times and only mustered 226 yards. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Dallas Cowboys were just, you know, world beaters this year, because they were not. I'm talking about everybody, offensive line down. They sucked. But 3 yards a carry? All of the injuries that Ezekiel Elliott has suffered over the past several seasons? His knees are bad, man. Tore his PCL, his surgery here, cut him open there. Hickey, he could talk to, which Ball brother is it? The one on Chicago that dunked the other day. Lonzo, right?
I was just wow, that's actually sad. I totally blanked on his name. Thank you, Lonzo.
It's three Ball brothers, so is there's the one that does music now because he ain't no good.
And I was going to say, ironically, he's probably right now the most famous, Jello.
Yeah, so what is he? Did you listen to the, he got a record out. Did you listen to it?
I can't say that I have.
Man, I am not listening to that record unless it's by accident. I'm in no rush to hear about what LiAngelo, LiAngelo, right?
LiAngelo, a.k.a. Jello.
I called that man LiAngelo Ball. might as well be. I don't want to hear what he had. What is he rapping about? Do I even need to know?
I don't know what, but I know the Lions play it as like a victory song. Okay.
Here we go. He got a song. It's called Tweaker.
Mm.
Let's see. I'm not playing this crap. Let's see.
How do they know her?
I can't say that word. Can't say that word. Can't say that word. I can't say that word.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Here's the chorus. You ready? I don't know what it sounds like. I might swerve, bend that corner. Whoa, whoa. Can't say that word. Hold on tight, because I tweak in this. Can't say that word. Start letting blank go. And I heard that she want to show me who she be. I'm kind of bleeping with it. Show me some mo. Can't say that word. We tatted head to toe. Can't say that word. The story wrote, you want to tweet, get up with me and I'll show you how that go. Like the money in my pockets, blow-o. They having convos about me. Can't say that word. Can't say that word. Can't say that. Oh, okay. Yeah, Hickey, I'm not interested. You want me to, I can send you to a concert. You want to go?
No, thank you. I can't imagine there's a lot of people right now flooding to go hear Jello. Plus, does he have any other hits outside of the one song? It'd be like a 5-minute concert?
I guess he does. He's going to be performing, I think, at one of these big California concerts.
Like,
man,
the Hollywood Bowl?
No, I think he's going to be at, Rolling Loud in California.
Huh.
It's a big deal, man. I mean, but they bring on like 500 acts, so I guess he's number 500.
And it'd just be one song and done by that point, which is all he's got. Okay, he's the most famous right now. He's got something going for
him. This guy will be, he'll be on tour in no time. Now, what he does after that, I don't know.
Make Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap is locked up.
Oh, he had like two songs and then that was it. And he'd go on tour and then like the concert would be like 20 minutes because like what else he got?
Fetty Wap had some, what's the song? I say, what's up, hello.
Yeah, right. That was a good one.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, like that and like one other one, but like that was it. Like, he's a two-hit man. You can't go on tour and you got two hits.
I think Fetty Wap got more songs than that.
You think? Well, he may have more, but I don't know how many are good.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well,
not exactly the Fetty Wap aficionado here, so I'm not going to.
You can't make songs in prison now, can you?
Well, you can.
Oh, you
can write them, right? At least.
You're right. You know, I'm going into the deep end. There's a guy named Casanova. He just did a whole song in prison, but. What do I know? Some of these prisons are nice, I've heard. I don't know.
I guess so, if you can record enough. Why the hell not?
What do I know? LiAngelo. LiAngelo needs to talk to Lonzo about his knees, and maybe that'll help out Ezekiel Elliott. You think we're going to see this man play? They're going to throw him out there, right? He's going to be in uniform over the weekend against Houston. Has to be.
I mean, I hope not for Chargers fans' sake. That's, I mean, you talk about just break glass in case of emergency. You're screwed. You see Zeke trotting out there.
Ezekiel Elliott is the prime example of why they don't want to pay running backs. Like, everybody cannot wake up and be Derrick Henry. That's just not the case. And when you think about all the knee injuries that Ezekiel Elliott has suffered, he's done, man. He's washed up. I mean, I don't want to call it comical last year when the Cowboys brought him back, but everybody's like, oh, he's back where he belongs and back where he needs to be. It ain't nothing but a massive, or was a massive waste of time. Like, he was going to replace Pollard and be running back one? And in what world? I mean, even if he was going to go out there and split carries, Ezekiel Elliott is better off right now at just, doing commercials. If I were him, Hickey, I'd be a Dallas celebrity. Why doesn't he just start putting out records? Open up a couple of dealerships. He could be a celebrity in Dallas. Don't you think? He already is. Make money off of it.
Celebrity feels strong. Like, he's well-liked.
In Dallas, he's a star.
Can he sell? If he opens a dealership, are people not going to go buy cars because it's Ezekiel Elliott's dealership?
Yes.
What about Columbus? I think he has a better shot in Columbus than Dallas.
College back in Columbus?
Yeah, you got a national championship ring.
Use both. Why not, right? Use both.
I guess you're right. It's also, he's 29. Like, we're talking about like he's 38 years old. He's NFL. 29.
It's a running back. Let me hit you
Look
in your knees.
Look what Derrick Henry's doing. Makes it so much more impressive.
Derrick Henry eats once a day, three fish and...
Nails.
And nails. There you go, yeah. That's it. Derrick Henry is different. And speaking of... Derrick Henry doesn't eat what's on the TV I'm looking at right now. What is that? Lettuce, two patties, two slices of cheese... Derrick Henry didn't want to eat the red velvet cake from Christmas. Did you see that?
I did see that. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes could not wait.
Yeah, but...
Derrick Henry said no thanks.
Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are like, I'm not eating that sugary crap. Ezekiel Elliott would have ate it. I saw him eat a turkey wing on TV, I think I did. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to talk about some of these NFL coaching openings. Get into Jimmy Butler, more Raiders, and more. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.